Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials. You can watch all the games leading up into LSU, Alabama, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Let's go down to our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We have on the line with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. 2 weeks ago, Jeff, and we talked, ain't nothing happened at LSU in that time frame, right? You got a coach gone, a new interim coach. You had an interim AD, acting AD, not a regular AD. You got a
no president.
You got a new president, and he don't have no accent, but he grew up about 30 miles further south on the bayou than I did. We were able to get him on during the week on WWL Wade Roos and a new chancellor, everything else. So nothing else is going on, right, Jeff?
No, it's been pretty calm. 2 weeks here. You know, I should have planned a European vacation or something. You know, there was nothing to do around here for the last 2 weeks. Just absolutely insane. I don't think we'll ever see anything like that ever again, to be honest with you. And I remember 2 weeks ago I was on with you guys and said,
"Yep,
you know, if they don't win this game against A&M, and if the offense looks bad, certainly." Certainly, we're looking at some staff changes with a bye week coming on. No way you could have foreseen what happened, or even when you were at halftime of that game, there was no way you could foresee what ended up happening over the, especially that last week of October.
Yeah, Jeff, and the biggest sport in football, basketball, and baseball in Louisiana came into play too. Louisiana politics. Yeah, that's a bigger sport than LSU football or Saints football, man.
That's right.
And so, man, we got the whole gambit all in one shot. Let's see now if they can piece this all together. Herb and I were talking about this. I do think tonight, I don't know if LSU can win, but I think that you're going to see a very spirited effort from this football team. I think Frank Wilson has got that message across to them. I mean, their running game's not going to all of a sudden be a great running game. I think they'll run it more under Frank.
Yeah.
Now, again, you don't have to play a mobile quarterback, but Ty Simpson's pretty damn good sitting in the pocket throwing the ball, too. And you won't play a better set of receivers than you will when you play Alabama with Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard, who's a triple transfer. He goes from Michigan State to Washington, and now he's at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on what do you expect from this LSU football team? And do you think, like I do, that I think they're going to try to run the football much more in this game than maybe we've seen in the previous ones?
Well, coming into this game, they're about 55-45 pass to run, and really actually closer to 56, but – and that's down from the 60-40 they were last year. So, you know, there was a little bit more of a commitment to the ground game, especially if you go back to that, you know, season opener game against Clemson. They really committed to the ground. And I would say even in the South Carolina game, and they would have obviously scored a lot more points in that game against in South Carolina if you didn't have two turnovers in the red zone and a missed field goal and all that. So they've had games where they've actually been a little bit committed to the run. And Harlan Berry had an outstanding first half against A&M 2 weeks ago. And I thought, you know, I remember I said it to you guys 2 weeks ago. I go, maybe this is going to be Harlan Berry's coming out party. And in the first half, I was looking pretty good on that prediction. So I'm going with that prediction again. I think you're going to see a lot of him, and you're going to see some Caden Durham, and they're going to try to establish the ground game and try to get this thing going, try to be balanced. You got a running backs coach, and you got an offensive line coach who's calling plays. So that's going to tell you right there that they need to be committed to being on the ground. And I like you, I think there's, you know, I think everybody's anticipating that this is going to be a spirited effort from LSU. You know, whether they're talented enough, I don't know. I am a little concerned about, I think one of the things that I was kind of surprised when I look back at it, that Marcel Reed only threw for 202 yards. It sure seemed like he threw for a lot more than that against LSU. Now, granted, he also rushed for over 100 yards, so maybe that's part of it. But there were wide receivers wide open all over on the field. You go look at the yards after catch was 130 yards for A&M in that game. That's a lot. It's a high percentage. So I'm a little concerned. Can Ella, even though they're not facing a mobile quarterback tonight, can this defensive secondary matchup slow down these wide receivers that Alabama has? To me, that's a big concern coming into this game. And of course, you still don't have your emotional leader out there in Whit Weeks. And without him, I mean, this defense is not nearly like as feisty and passionate as it was in the first six games of the season.
Yeah.
Your thoughts? This Alabama defense, and we'll have Ryan Fowler on. Ryan's part of the game, and he covers Alabama and part of the flagship station. And he's told me, Mike, this defense isn't as good as we've seen in years past. There is no... when you look at it, like he said, no surefire guy that you could say is a definite number one pick. Like he said, years ago, they had four or five. You know, he said their secondary has somewhat been picked on. Teams have had some success running the football. The one game against Vandy, like he said, it wasn't that they stopped Diego Pave. He stopped himself. They were inside the 20-yard line twice, and he turns it over. He said there is some concerns here because over the last 10 years, he feels maybe this is the least talented Alabama defense. He says still good defense, but not as talented as we've seen in years past.
And they've kind of struggled, maybe not to the extent of LSU, but they have struggled with the mobile quarterback. And I think that's why there's been so much of this talk, and Frank Wilson admitting to us this week that Michael Van Buren has gotten more snaps with the first team, because I think they want to try, especially in short yarded situations or goal line situations inside the five, they want to try to maybe exploit that with Michael Van Buren because of that. So when you look at it, I think I got it up on my column. I do have it in my column that I put up as far as the preview to, you know, Florida State's quarterback rushed for 70 yards against them. Sellers had a big game rushing the football. Pavia had a good game. Missouri's quarterback, when they played him, he rushed for over 60 yards against them. So that has been part of Alabama's susceptibility, not as bad as LSU, because when LSU gets torched by a mobile quarterback, it's pretty bad, but it's still not very good.
Yeah.
You know, they're these two teams, LSU and Alabama, I mean, there's a lot of similarity with both of them. Both of them have struggled to run the football. I think that the big difference is that Alabama's passing game has been much better than LSU's. Alabama's got a Heisman candidate finalist, probably a quarterback, and then they got these two dynamic wide receivers. And, you know, LSU's got Garrett Nussmeier, who's just kind of struggled, and a receiving group that just hasn't really caught fire like I think a lot of us thought would.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jeff, you know, it's been a whirlwind of 2 weeks. Can you tell me what is the most impactful thing that's happened over the last 2 weeks with LSU football?
Well, I think Verge Osberry being the named the athletics director. I think you needed someone, a stabilizing force. Verge has been around. He's been involved in four coaching searches. His two kids play college football. So he's not only seen how programs work, obviously he's very well, knows how the LSU program works, but he's kind of sensed it. You know, if one son going to Auburn and now he's at LSU and then another son is at Notre Dame. So he's got an idea. He's been in athletics for decades. He's a former player. He's a Louisiana guy. I just think, it's the best choice that LSU could have made. And I think Verge Osberry seems like it, at least from the outside. He understands, and he talked about it, you know, this week about what they're looking for when it comes to their next head coach. And there's a reason why there's, you know, there's a video that LSU media put together and it finishes with the phrase all in. They're looking for a head coach that's going to fit with what LSU is all about. And they're looking for a coach that could be all in on every facet of college football. Mm-hmm. It is so now. It's such a 15, 16 hour job, nearly 12 months out of the year, and you got to be all in on it in order to have success because of the transfer portal and NIL stuff and all these in their camps that you have in the springtime and all these things that a football program has going on. And I think Verge, seeing what has happened here with Brian Kelly, seeing it firsthand, I think he's got a sense of, okay, we brought a guy in who is the winningest coach in college football, and it didn't work. Well, why didn't it work? Well, he knows, hey, this didn't happen, this didn't happen, this didn't happen. So when he's vetting these potential coaching candidates, I think he'll get an idea of whether when that guy arrives in Baton Rouge, is he going to not perform some of the same mistakes that Brian Kelly did? And so I think to me that was the most significant thing that happened. A lot of people look at Scott Woodward as a great athletics director. I think that hurt a lot of people that he is not here anymore. Kim Mulkey, you heard her. She was devastated. I think there are some donors, big-time donors, that are not happy that he's not the athletic director anymore. But if you wanted a 1A choice, it seems like Verge Osberry would be the guy.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Man, we appreciate it and hope within the next week things sort of calm down a little bit. We can't be more eventful. Believe me, it can't be more eventful than it's been over the last 2 weeks. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, let's get LSU a W up on the board tonight.
It'd be fun to see. It'd be a lot of fun to see. I know LSU fans would love it. It would be their national championship, let's face it, if they could pull it off tonight.
That's right.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Jeff Palermo on our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.